coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your simpatica pareja, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is August 12th, 2013.
And this is episode 120 of the Valentine Cast. Thanks for listening.
Aw, yay! We made 120. It feels like a big number.
Oh, yeah.
Feels like a big milestone.
It's like if you take, I don't know, if there were 10.
If you add 110 and 10, mm-hmm. It's 120.
Or if you divide it by 10, it'd be 12, you know. But yeah.
But hi, everybody. It's Monday, and it's showing. We've had a crazy Monday already. So.
Yeah, it's been one of those days, and, you know.
Dude, and it's finally raining. The forecast promises rain all week last week, so I didn't water my plants because every day it was supposed to rain. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to water because I want to overwater. And I think it rained like one day last week.
Oh, yeah.
I was so mad.
And it barely rained, you know.
Yeah, finally it rained. One of our plants died. It looks like death.
Well, I think it was time. It was time for it.
Are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't me not watering?
No, I think it was really time
it
for that.
It looks like death. It needs to be thrown away. Death.
But yeah, so I want to say what's going on to our chat room.
Hello.
What is going on, everybody? We have we have folks out in the chat room. You want to holler at them? We have.
Yeah, I will.
I see Diddy out there.
Yep, Zabi AIE is out there. Yep. And Matt Helm is out there. Mm-hmm. And Dogma Gamer is out there.
Mm-hmm.
And my stuff isn't refreshing.
And we have Punk Gopher out
and
there.
And Punk
as well.
Gopher is out here.
Yep.
And I can't see anybody else because my thing is not refreshing.
You already said Matt Helm, right?
Oh, yep. The Dogma Gamer dude left by Dogma Gamer.
Right.
I finally got it. It's one of those Mondays.
It is.
You must forgive us. One of the Mondays where we probably shouldn't be podcasting.
Trying to speak in Spanish. You know, so
it's a very, very nice language.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I feel tempted to speak in it out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Adios, amigos.
Yeah.
Even though it's more like, you know, mainstream Spanish that everybody who doesn't know a lick of Spanish knows.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. If that's what you want to talk, you know, if that's what you want to do and stuff, you totally do that.
Well, we are here to talk about what we did last week, this week, and what's on our minds. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For those that may be listening to the first time, my name is Jay Valentine. It's my lovely wife, Renee. We live in the great state of Kentucky in the awesome city of Louisville.
What do I feel like is, it's like my first show.
Because
today.
Because I was such a huge failure at the very beginning of the show.
No, let's not blame this on you.
I'm pretty sure you gave the chat room plenty of eye rolls.
You'll find that I was very, very.
Yep.
Reserved.
I just want to take a quick moment and thank Pretty Lights Music at prettylightsmusic.com for allowing us to use their music for the intro and outro of our show, which you can find their music, download it, and pay what you would like at prettylightsmusic.com. So, with that, I guess we can go ahead and jump right into some weekend wrap up. What do you think?
That sounds like a great idea.
Weekend wrap up. Boom. That's how you people say it, right?
Right on top.
We are so out of sync today.
Does that
mean we're gonna get a divorce if we're out of sync today?
Nah. If you can quit typing while we're trying to do a podcast. Unless you were chatting with the chat room, which I highly doubt you were, you know.
Well, now that you mention it, I am typing in the chat room.
Oh, you are now? Yeah, go ahead and move over there. Since Renee can't sit still and do a show with me. 120 shows.
Hi, JK Grammar. How are you?
So in 120 shows, she still cannot sit still and do a show with me.
It's genetic.
Whatever.
It's genetic. You cannot blame me for my genes.
Yep. So who did you get it from?
My dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Great granddad. Great, great granddad.
Because they don't act like that table. It's not someone around the table, that's for sure.
Really? For sure. It's just me?
Yeah.
I'm a unique little butterfly.
Yep. That's awesome. Like a snowflake. So this weekend.
Actually, they aren't unique.
What, snowflakes aren't?
Nope.
Okay.
They found something they were alike. So.
Okay, cool. This weekend we played a ton of World of Warcraft.
It's kind of hard to say what else we did this weekend. That's how much WoW we played this weekend.
We did go to Havana Rumba Express.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Which we'll talk about a little bit later on Friday. But then, you know, after the fishing trip, we needed just a weekend to kind of kick back and relax because, one, we hadn't unpacked. Because
I'm sure other people have done that too. They get home from a trip and they don't unpack for like a week.
Well, it's because we were running so much during that trip. I mean, it was just like go, go, go. You know, let's go to the beach. Let's go fishing. Let's sit out in the sun. Let's go hang here. Let's go hang there, and let's have a meat coma. You know, so you know, we just got back and I'm trying to relax and everything. But do want to give you, and some other things that happened this weekend is we confirmed two guests for later this week on, Wednesday. We will be doing a live show with none other than Tom Merritt from the Sword and Laser and This Week in Tech from the Twit Network.
We have a celebrity.
Yeah. Mr. Tom Merritt himself is going to be on the show Wednesday, 7:30. And then on Saturday at 7:30. We'll be doing another live show with none other than Kim Price.
Yay.
From the illustrious Ladies of Leap podcast.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. So we lined those up this week. I know that's gonna kind of leave us here with a short show this week. And I know, you know, a lot of our supporters try to come and see us live and stuff like that. Don't feel pressured. Because we know it's the extra nights and
yeah.
You have stuff with family and stuff. And
thank you, Jay, for adding that in for me. You're so
well,
sweet.
No, I mean, I was just going to do that. I mean, I was kind of torn how I was going to do it. I was like, are we going to do it live? And if we do it live, do we put it on the feed right away? You know, because I don't want to, because I know how it is when you have a lot of podcasts you listen to.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, bam, 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 you know.
Like, if there's three podcasts, you're like, dude, just had
right,
a podcast.
Right, right. Like, three in 1 week, you know. And I just don't want to, you know, burden anyone with those extra. But I probably will go ahead and throw them on the feed. We'll just say.
Is it going to be live? So, no, we're not doing live?
We are going to do them live.
Just in case anybody wants to come on.
Just in case if anyone wants
I'm
to.
I'm going to be so embarrassed.
Hmm?
Tom's going to be like, oh, you only have four people in your chat room.
Oh.
I have 35,000 in my chat room.
I guess
room.
You don't know Tom.
No, I'm just kidding. I know he wouldn't do that. Or maybe he has those thoughts in the back of his mind. Like, you know how people have evil thoughts? They only tell the special, special people.
Right. Like you and I.
Like, yeah. Like, if you all knew some of the thoughts I had in my head, y'all would not be friends with me anymore.
Well, I think everybody would realize that you're human, you know. And
so I'm not human?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, F you.
But yeah, see, I appreciate Diddy for having my back. I will say that. I know all my men.
Have you back for what?
All my boys got my back while I'm doing
what?
A podcast.
Back for what?
They let me know when you be rolling your eyes.
Oh, whatever.
And stuff.
You know.
And I appreciate that.
Why don't
you
even gotta let you know? You already know it's happening. Just assume it's happening.
No,
you're not looking at me.
No, I don't. I've been watching Judge Judy, so I can't assume unless I see it. But then we have we have witnesses here. But anyway, so yeah, so that's what's going on this week. We're a little nervous. If you all have any questions or anything like that, you know,
you want us to ask
Tom or Kim, feel free to email us and whatnot. So you kind of wondering, what are the shows going to be like? You know, are you all going to talk about everything tonight that we did? Yeah, not everything, I don't think.
No, we're going to leave some things.
We're going to leave some things, and we're going to spread them out through the week just so that, you know, we have some topics to talk about with all of them. And then, honestly, I think between Wednesday and Saturday, we probably can have some more stuff we can talk with Kim about.
Yeah, I intend to watch our movie.
Right.
Whatever it may be.
Right. So that's what's going on this week. A bunch of WoW. But I think what we're going to do, that's all we did this weekend. Oh, we made a cake.
Yeah.
And we made, and we'll talk about that. I'm not sure. I have to look at the notes to see when we're talking about the cake.
I mean, I have, okay, granted, I have everything we did this week in the notes.
Okay, all right.
So, you know what? I'm going to follow your lead. Okay. Mr. Valentine.
All right, so yeah. We made a cake, and we made two slow cooker meals. And, I mean, we could probably briefly touch on, I don't know, what do you, I'm just like, what do our listeners want to hear? I don't know.
You should do what makes you happy.
I want to make them happy, too. But
you
with
can't
that,
make everybody happy.
With that said, instead of beating around the bush around this whole topic, let's go ahead and just jump right into some media. How about that?
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Why'd you do a double shake of your head during that?
I don't remember.
Oh. This is one of the
Why
things.
Why are you staring at me?
Well, I'm staring out of the corner of my eye.
Gosh,
you know,
creeper.
This is one of the downsides to podcasting in the same room with the person. You know, you can see everything. You kind of like, what is that look? What was that?
All you gotta do is just stare at me.
Yeah.
Then you'll know.
Yeah. So we didn't have any tech, so we're gonna jump right into media. Basically, this week, we did not watch our movie, which.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't watch Heckler.
It's wow.
It was a documentary.
It was wow.
Yeah, okay, yeah. It was World War Craft.
Always wow. And
well, it's not
TV.
Always wow. It's just
TV.
It's either TV, but this week it was wow. And I think a lot of people are kind of like, man, playing wow?
Yeah, because we haven't played wow in a long time.
Right. And
I've been wanting to, though.
And we'll talk about that after we go through TV that we did watch. Past Saturday was the premiere of Hell on Wheels. It was a 2-hour premiere.
It's a really, really, really good show.
Yep.
Third season.
With new writers. And can kind of tell just a little bit.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
There's less talking but less action, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and there's a lot. Like there's a lot of non-verbal
communication,
like long stares and you know the way someone looks with their eye or something like that. So it's a little different. You can definitely tell.
I still like it, though. I mean, it has Common in it. Common is cool. I mean,
and plus
he makes cool songs and he can act.
And it has Homeboy in there that looks like Randy Jordan as well. I think he looks like Randy Jordan.
The main character?
Mm-hmm.
Homini?
Yep, with his awesome-ass beard.
I bet you wish you could grow a beard like that.
No, but I need to shave, though. I do need to shave. I've been slacking.
I like her announcing, hey, everybody, I need to shave.
I do. You know, I was looking at myself in the camera when, you know, when we were getting ready, I was like, oh, man.
You can't really see it that bad on camera, so you just told on yourself.
You know, I was going to actually shave before the show after I saw myself.
Apparently, he doesn't care about you all on camera enough to shave for you all, so sorry.
Yep. And then after...
Oh.
But I'm excited about Hell on Wheels.
I am, too. It seems like it's going to be the same story almost.
No, because basically this time it seems that the main character's railroad versus the rich guy, the dude from Star Trek, his railroad.
Right.
So I think it's going to be those two companies battling it out.
But still, it's going to be Indian attacks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Possibly.
Native American text. I never forget. Well, is Indian offensive?
Well, they say Indian in the show.
Okay.
So.
It's an Indian in the show.
Okay.
Indian text.
They also say the N-word, too. You noticed, I did notice that.
They didn't say it.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, did they say it?
Oh, yeah.
They said it last time, too.
They didn't in second season. They didn't.
They didn't.
Mm-mm.
Maybe they
didn't
want to fit anybody.
Didn't hear it as much in the second season, but in this one, they seem to have said it. It was like 3 or 4 times.
And this isn't a spoiler, but one of my best friends in the premiere is 2 hours. People,
right?
2 hours. One of my favorite parts. This is not a spoiler, but when Cole Meany, the white guy, he gets on the train,
right?
And Common's character gets on to go sit with him.
Right.
And the white conductor said, Negro train is 2 cars down, boy, or something like that.
Yep.
And then Cole Meany's character said, it's okay. He's mine, right?
Mine,
so
yep.
Take him to sit with me. Common gives him looks at, like, boy, you crazy. And walked back and went
yours.
To the Negro car. So he would rather be free than to sit in a white car. He's like, I'm sitting in this horrible Negro car. And then Cole Meany came.
Yeah, I know, right? And I was hoping Common would have been like, that's all right, y'all. He's mine.
Is it okay if we say the N-word?
Huh?
I wonder if it's okay if we say the N-word.
Negro?
No. Why would I wonder if it's okay if we say Negro? Of course it's okay if we say Negro.
Oh, I mean, it could offend some people.
Yeah, it's true. It could offend.
Offend some people and...
Yeah. It's not gonna be calling you that,
right?
But still.
I mean, it's the same reason we won't say the offensive word for homosexual.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? Even though in some places
they use it,
and it's acceptable, you know, in some communities,
right?
You know,
I mean, I don't even say it in my own community, so
right.
It's not choice though. It's odd. I don't know.
Yeah,
we're not gonna get into that here. This is not. I don't feel like it's that kind of podcast this week.
It's not really.
I'm actually.
I think I'm just done with Monday today.
Monday can kiss my butt.
Right.
You heard me. Monday. I mean, yeah. Tuesday is so much better than you. I'm sorry.
You know, and it didn't help that I had, you know, a meeting from 1 p.m. until about 4, back to back to back to back, you know. So, but yeah. Anyway, and then yesterday was the premiere of none other than Breaking Bad.
Ooh, and definitely no spoilers on this one.
Yep.
I really don't want to spoil much of anything because people are so adamant about the show, and they have a good reason to be. This is its 5th season of 5B. As they call it, which is so stupid. I hate the way they break things up.
And so they can sell them.
Yes, so they can sell them because 5A is already on sale. It's just so crazy. But we watched the last one of the first half of the season.
Yep.
So, and the ending to that is just, it makes you,
yeah.
What? It was a really good show. The hour sped by.
It did.
And things happened in there that I'm glad happened. So, and I'm really excited about it. And they have, like they did with The Walking Dead, they had The Talking Dead with...
The Talking Bad.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
called Talking Dead. This is called Talking Bad with Chris...
And Vince Gilligan.
What is his name? Chris Gilligan.
Chris from The Nerdist. He's The Nerdist. That's all I remember. He does The Nerdist podcast.
Chris Hardwick.
Yep.
Chris Hardwick. He... did Talking Dead, then he just, I guess they decided, hey, let's do Talking Bad, even though I'm sure people would have loved to have seen it,
right?
You know, seasons ago. But so they had Vince Gilligan, who's the creator of Breaking Bad.
Creator and writer,
Man, he has a creative noggin in his head.
He does, and I'm going to record and say he looks like B4 Tank Girl's boyfriend, Josh Baldwin, a little bit.
Except the hair's a little different color, but yeah,
it's a little different color with the glass and the face. So
yeah, I can see that. So and he was on with Julie Bowen,
right?
Who plays on Modern Family, the mom on Modern Family, and she is. Like freaking excited about Breaking Bad. Like,
right.
There's some people that are faking it. You could tell she was like pumped about Breaking Bad. It was so funny.
I mean, she told Chris, she was like, "Look, I'm gonna take over your show." If, you know.
Yeah.
you know, if you
it was so funny
let me keep talking.
Her, like, be just excited.
Oh, yeah. So, and she was like, I will come work for you.
I don't think she was lying either. She was,
yeah, yeah. She had, like, she would really love
it. It was a really good show. Yeah, and Diddy couldn't get through the first season of Breaking Bad. I wonder, Diddy, you can tell us why while we move on, but I'm curious to see why you couldn't get through the first season. Maybe the violence. I wonder if Diddy's a very violent person.
I remember it kind of being
non-violent.
Slow and.
Yeah, it was a little slower in the first season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It got better in the second.
Yep. And then after Breaking Bad was a new show called Low Rising Sun, which is a corrupt cop type revengeful show. So it was on, so I decided to watch the premiere. It's okay. One of the main characters is the black guy that was in Walking Dead in the first season that what's his name met. That met. And I can't say anymore because there may be some people that are watching Walking Dead.
Yeah. We don't want
to. And haven't gotten to that part yet. That I almost spoiled. But anyway, it has that actor in it. I thought I'd give it a watch, you know, premiere and everything. Another AMC show.
Yeah, I'll tell you how excited I was about it. During the first 15 minutes, I went and took a shower.
Yep.
So if I go and take a shower in the first part of your freaking show, it means I am not excited.
And the only reason I watched it was because I was shaking my trees in Animal Crossing. But I don't think it's going to be one that we're going to record.
I might watch it if it comes on or something.
Right. And it came on right before Talking Bad. So I want to be able to watch Talking Bad. All right. That is all the TV stuff. Right?
Yes. I feel like we're so out. Like, yes, that is all the TV stuff.
So we're going to talk a little bit about World of Warcraft.
Yeah, we've been playing.
Yeah.
We kind
of mentioned this on the earlier show.
Yeah, we started. This all started because Jay saw, was it Strumpet?
No. It was.
Was it Strumpet?
Bitter and Salty and Molson and Salty Cilantro.
They actually
were doing the double agent.
Double agent, which is 90 for both.
Alliance and Horde.
And we already have 90 on our Horde.
Right.
So 90 on Alliance. And we were trying to find a place where we could go that had the highest number of characters, the highest level of characters, so we get a jump start. But everywhere we went, we both didn't have the same level.
Yeah, because apparently I moved my dwarf rogue from one server to Earthen Ring.
Mm-hmm.
And then switched him to apparently Horde.
Right.
So which is my sneaky cow.
So Jay did what I love to do, decided to start out fresh.
Yep, start out fresh.
Characters.
Yep.
We have two dwarves. I have a black dwarf.
Yep, I have a black dwarf. That
and
looks like Jamie Heineman a little bit.
I have bouncy boobs.
Yep.
And our roles kind of reversed.
Yeah. So I'm playing a rogue.
And I'm playing a shaman.
Which, you know, Renee's usually the rogue and I'm the shaman.
Yeah, but, I mean, oh, granted, I'm kind of cheating. I'm an enhancement shaman, so.
Which is fine.
Slightly close to a rogue. So.
But I will go on the record and say that Renee would not keep me alive as much as I kept her alive when the roles were reversed.
You died once, and that was because both of us died that time.
No, I'm just saying.
I would.
I haven't got one heal from you yet.
You haven't needed one.
So, I'm just going on record.
Jay, have you ever got into low, into trouble?
I am going on the record.
Even close to trouble?
I'm going on the record, and I'm going to say I do not expect any heals from you.
Whatever.
Because
neither of us get hit that hard at all.
Okay.
We're breezing through quest content. And whoa, you haven't been looking at your heal meter. I healed you in an instance.
Mm-hmm.
I healed you.
That was in an instance. That's not
whoa,
where we're out questing.
Whoa, that should matter more than questing.
No.
Because that's not even my role. There's a healer there, and I still heal you? That's commitment.
No, it's not commitment. So we got to level 31 to 33, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And so we're rolling right along. Renee, we're both doing mining type crafting.
Jay insisted I go on and do jewel crafting.
No, I told you before you even did, I said, go ahead and do alchemy. He's like, nah, I like jewel crafting.
You did not say go on and do alchemy.
I
did. You did not.
I did.
You know what? I'm dropping jewel crafting.
Don't say that. All that money went into jewel crafting.
I'll pay you back.
No. Can't.
I got money now.
No.
I got money.
No, I keep jewel crafting.
I'm paying you back. Nope. I'm doing.
Why are you going to switch now? You're already. It's going to take forever.
That's my problem, not yours.
No. No.
You can't tell me what to do.
Because it's going to throw everything off. I hate throwing everything off. You know what I'm saying? Are you like, because you can't have all the mind nodes?
No,
you like,
because you're complaining.
I'm not complaining. Why would I be complaining? I'm at 175.
I think you're complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying we both took professions that need mining. I'm just saying. And I was going to actually, before you interrupted me, we were talking about how we working together to get both of them up.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a great job. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
why do you think I'm all over you?
I'm just, hey.
Why
are
you
just
all defensive?
Hey.
I think that's just some unsung thing.
Hey. Gotta watch my back out here in these streets.
Mm. We did have a request from listener Mo Halen. What's going on, Mo?
Hey, Mo.
He asked us because a conversation came up on Twitter, and we're talking about some people are calling me a traitor for playing some Alliance tunes. And, you know, some people don't realize that I actually started out Alliance a long time ago. And when I say a long time ago, it's almost 8 years ago.
Wow.
Is when a few months after World of Warcraft came out, I started playing World of Warcraft, leaving Anarchy Online.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually remember when Anarchy Online came out. I mean, World of Warcraft came out. And Anarchy Online, a lot of people left, you know, and they went to go play World of Warcraft. And everybody's like, oh, I'm not going to go play Lord of the Rings and blah, 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 blah. You know, all that good stuff. So back in 2006, I got a friend code from a buddy of mine. And I played during a week that I was off work. And, you know, and so I started a dwarven priest named Wimnar.
Hmm.
And Wimnar was based off of a mud character that I had created a long time ago. It's kind of a mix of two characters, because Wimnar in my mud universe was a dwarven fighter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty cool. But then I also had a priest named Labazke at one point. And Labazke was a priest. He was a human priest. Really cool, you know, kind of respected, blah, 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 blah. So I mixed it up, made a dwarven priest, because they just looked so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I played Shadow. And I just remember so many memories of that long run through the tunnel from the beginning, starting era, the dwarvens to Kronos, where Kronos, and stuff like that, and seeing the Trogs and having to fight them as I'm going through, and then I remember shooting the apple off of the target, the target quest with the three dwarves that were there. I mean, it's just so many memories of just running for a long time and not getting a mount until level 40, you know, which was crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy now you think about it.
Because 40 was after Stranglethorn Vale. You know, you running all of Stranglethorn Vale with no mount, you know. And then your first character.
My first character, so I was playing Final Fantasy 11 online at the time when I saw these commercials for WoW. I was like, oh, what is this little cartoony thing? Why is it so cartoony? Ugh. So I was totally turned off.
Right.
totally turned off by the cartoony feel. But I did like the part where the Night Elf turned into the Panther.
Right.
Freaking awesome.
Right.
Everything else too cartoony. But my friends of Final Fantasy, they said, come try it. Finally, I said, fine, I'll come try it. I bought the game. I didn't even do a trial, I don't think, at that time. It's odd. I bought the game, and I was trying to decide between Horde and Alliance, and I was like, well, I like the Horde seemed like the good guys to me.
Okay.
So we went with the good guys, mm-hmm. and I like animal-type things, and the only really animal-type character there was Torrin.
Right.
So I was like, that's kind of cool. So, and I thought the males looked better than the females. I still kind of do in some instances. The more interesting looking.
The males are?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I chose a male Torrin shaman. Chose shaman named Icewater.
Okay.
So I was Resto, and I was playing by myself to start off with. I wasn't playing with any friends or anybody. I made friends, but I was a Resto shaman, and I was healing. And I got to level 60 right before Burning Crusade came out, and I was raiding and everything.
Right.
And I remember my favorite memories when they told me I was going to be the lead healer for an encounter.
Yeah.
And we were in, I can't remember, the bug place. The 40, was it? The 25 man raid. Was it 25 man?
Anchorage. Yeah, Anchorage, yep.
Anchorage. Yep. And I was so excited.
Yeah.
And then I messed up.
Well, Anchorage back then was crazy.
No, it was AQ-40. It was AQ-40.
Oh, okay. But still,
I mean... I was going to be one of the lead healers, and I messed up as soon as it started. I was like, I can't believe. Because it was a big responsibility.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, because like my friend at the time was like, oh, they made you one of the main. I was like, woo!
Right.
So, yeah, but... It was fun.
Right.
It was very challenging and fun, and I really enjoyed it. So Icewater, he's still out there.
Yeah.
Waiting for me.
So Diddy said AQ-40 was a bitch back then.
It was.
But right now, if you don't know what you're doing, it still can be one.
Yeah, that's true. It's,
you know,
that's the thing about the old encounters. They're hard.
There was some crazy mechanics.
I mean, we'd probably get our butt kicked still if we didn't do the right thing.
Right, right.
Because some of those like things doing do the, crazy amounts of damage.
Like the Twin Emperors.
Yeah.
You remember? You know.
Got our butt kicked.
We were doing that with a throwback run where we're all going back and getting AQ mounts and just gear for transmogging. And, you know, people weren't doing it right. And it was just a crazy fight.
One day I'm going to get Icewater up to full level. It'll be like the full circle.
You should bring over.
Over to where?
To one of the servers.
No, it's money.
What level is Icewater?
60 something.
I should take something over there and roll with you.
Anyway.
I could take a rogue over there.
Anyway.
Maybe I could play a Death Knight.
We're not.
I never.
Are
I,
you abandoning the commitments we have made?
No, I'm talking about after we do this. I could roll a Death Knight and roll with you over there.
Okay.
Since I never played a Death Knight, you know, aside from getting to like level 63 and then saying, screw this, I don't like Death Knights.
Right.
So maybe I could do like a tanking Death Knight. If you're going to do Ice Water as a healer, I could tank for you. I could tank for you, baby.
We'll see.
So after I started raiding a little bit right before Burning Crusade, you know, but the server I was on was one of the original 20, and the guild I was in was the, I think, what were they called? I think I'm still in that guild. I have to go back and look. I can't remember their name, but they were one of the top raiding guilds on my server, and I got in because I knew a friend. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So I got taken on some of the charity runs right before Burning Crusade came out. And I remember first getting my first epic and being like, oh, epic, you know. And then Burning Crusade came out. And then the plan was, we're going to start on a different server. You know, a bunch of my friends and I, we were going to start on a different server and see how it will roll. It didn't go too well. We rolled Alliance. And then we said, you know what? Let's not do Alliance. Let's do Horde. And let's find a server to go on. And we went on a server. And that was Nordrasil. Was it Nordrasil? Is that the server we were on?
It was.
Yep. So that's where...
Good old Nordrasil.
That's where Renee and I met, you know.
We did meet on Nordrasil. That was a very, very special time.
And the Victorious Renegades.
Yep.
Was that... That was the one with Danny and Shannon, right?
It was.
Okay, I was trying... Because our...
You joined Danny and Shannon's guild.
Yeah, I joined Danny and Shannon's
guild. I was already in it because we actually moved from a server. I already knew Danny and Shannon.
Right. And I was actually... I had won... I guess I had got voted in as an officer.
You did.
But then Danny changed the rules, and he didn't want me to be an officer.
Why are you stop... Start... Don't even start that.
He changed the rules on me.
Don't even.
He did. He's like, I don't want. But you know what?
You sound bitter still.
Well, he was Canadian, so you know, I don't even know why I was surprised.
Those Canadians, can't trust them.
Just joking.
So,
that,
yeah.
Home.
So yeah. So that's our.
So yeah, that's our story. I mean, our story of how we all got started in WoW and everything.
And there has been an update in terms of, we talked about Krusty Land last time, but I'm really getting into Krusty Land.
Why are you getting into Krusty Land?
Because I have a gift shop now.
Oh, you have a gift shop?
And I'm getting tickets. And I'm starting from scratch, but I don't know, it's story. They tell you to do something. How can you not do it when they tell you to do something?
Oh, I'll do it. I built the little bouncy castle thing like that.
So more and more people are living in Krusty Land.
Right.
And I think it's so funny because I have this tiny space. Yep. All these people are milling around this little space because I'm too cheap to actually. So it was good.
And then you finished up.
I was going to actually wait to talk about that.
Okay.
On Wednesday.
Oh, okay. I see where you marked it out. Mm. All right. Well, cool. With that, let's go ahead and jump right into a bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
And just to let you all know, we're going to watch The Heckler. I really want to see
that. Okay, so it's going to be The Heckler.
Yeah, because I really want to see that.
We were
I was in a kind of a funk. I admit I was. But then this week of weight loss is week 58, which I don't think is right, but I don't know. I don't think it's right.
Okay, I'll check valentinecast.com.
But anyway, I lost 0.4 pounds.
It was 57 last week.
It was? So it doesn't seem right.
I'll check the week before.
No, you're fine. You're
56,
fine. 56,
55, 54.
Okay. All right, I believe you.
53.
So I lost 0.4 pounds for 107.4. Renee has maintained.
Yay.
And she's still at 90. For a total of 0.4 pounds, I really feel like I got to figure out what's going on because I feel like my losing is somewhere funky.
Well, you're still losing, though.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a grand total of 197.4. And Renee has done the frog pants grand total.
I have done the frog pants. See, frog pants people in the challenge have lost 395.7 pounds for 115 people. That's like almost 100 more pounds than last.
It is. That's week. Awesome.
I had to go back and make sure that I was doing it right.
Yep.
That's a 3.4 pounds per person. And that looked like some heavy hitters joined the challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So, congrats to everybody. That's amazing.
Yep, definitely.
It's like almost 400 pounds in like a month.
Yep.
And we're going to do great things, people. Great things.
Great things.
So if you want to join the Lose It book, the Lose It group on Facebook.
Yep.
It is facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it. And there's information about joining the Lose It group there as well.
All right. And this week on Try This, before we start talking about some food, we have some popcorn here from Mr. Punk Gopher. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
We're almost done.
We are.
And I'm a little wary.
You're a little wary.
Wait, a little wary. This is Sweet Fire Papanero popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And Punk Go For, I'm a little wary.
Oh, nay.
Jay's first. Here's your Papanero popcorn.
Mmm. Smells yummy.
I don't know. I'll try it, of course, but I have my wary. This is my, I'm wary.
It's good.
Does it taste like habanero?
I'm waiting for the habanero to kick in.
Does it taste like caramel popcorn?
It tastes like caramel popcorn.
It smells like caramel popcorn.
Is this bag? This bag is labeled incorrectly. I wonder.
You think so? Hold on.
Nah, it's not labeled. It part of it too could be the fact that. I wonder if it's because we waited so long before we tried it.
It doesn't taste stale.
No, it's not stale at all. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's not fiery at all. Punk Gopher, I think that there's a reason why that bag is the last one we have in there.
Oh, is that the one that he wants us to try?
I think so.
What did he say?
Okay, I can taste it on the back of my tongue when I swallow. Can you taste it? I can taste it. It's very, very subtle. Very subtle. When you swallow, can you feel it?
Feel the popcorn or feel the...
The habanero.
No.
It should be on the back of your throat.
No.
Wow. It has a very small amount. But yes, it is the right flavor. I taste it.
Okay.
It's very, very subtle, though. It's good.
So next week... It's going to be the popcorn that Punk Gopher is dying for us to taste.
This popcorn, it is the sweet and sour popcorn.
Right. Is that the one, Punk Gopher?
If that's the one, then you missed when we tried your other ones. But it's just a bunch of sour flavors.
You think it is?
I'm not huge on... No. It's
oh, you're not
there.
Huge on sour flavors?
I'm not huge on sour stuff.
I am.
Punk Gopher said yes.
Oh, there it is. I had habaneros. It must have been stuck in my teeth.
I told you.
It must have been stuck. It must have been stuck in my teeth.
It's there. So,
So that'll be next Monday.
I think I'll be sick next Monday.
Oh, quit being
no Sour Patch Kids. Who likes that feeling that your taste buds are turning inside out on themselves?
I do.
Weirdos.
I do.
Weirdos.
So on Friday we went to a place, Havana Rumba. Express. Havana Rumba is what kind of food? Cuban?
It is Cuban slash Spanish.
Yes, Cuban slash Spanish restaurant. They have a few restaurants here called just Havana Rumba.
Right.
But they have an Express and Tapas bar on Barstown Road, and Renee and I decided to go there Friday. So we went there Friday after we came home after work, got the dogs ready and took care of them. And we went to Havana Rumba Express and Tapas Bar, walked in, and had a very delicious meal of tapas, Negro Modelo,
and margaritas.
So we
walked in there. We saw, let's see. So I ordered a drink. I never drank.
Right.
Never ever. And I forgot to log that drink. But, oh, get it. I just cleared it all.
You did a, we did a mama
crap,
thing.
Because I didn't know how much everything was. Right. So we got smoked wings.
You got smoked wings. We did.
Really good. This is like they fell off the bone.
Oh, yeah.
They were excellent.
Yep.
And we got a lobster quesadilla.
Yes, we did.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
And we got...
potatoes bravas.
Yep.
Papatas bravas.
Yep. Party potatoes.
Yeah, they're... That's what Jay calls them. They're good. They had like some spicy sauce on them. What was the fourth thing we got? Because we got four things to start off with.
Oh,
I can't remember.
Man.
Hold on. I took pictures.
Oh, you did?
Talking.
Let's see. So we got the...
We got the empanada.
Oh.
The chicken empanada.
We got two orders of those.
Yes. We ended up getting another order because they were so good. And we also got sweet potato fries that had smoked honey.
Right.
And we got that one thing. I don't know what that one thing was, with the fig on it. It was piece of crusty bread with some cheese and fig and some kind of sweet sauce on it.
Yep.
That was like dessert. So it was good. It was a little pricey with the drinks.
Right.
The thing was like, what, like $60 almost?
No, it was 48 bucks. And then the tip.
It was 48. Yeah,
and
it was
the reason,
a little expensive.
It would have been, I mean, the drinks themselves were, you know, with my alcohol. So the drinks were 16,
right,
pretty much.
But I would go back for sure. That's actually, we're thinking about taking Deidre there.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to go back.
Yep.
If you're ever in Louisville, try Havana Rumba Express and Tapas Bar on Bartown Road.
Yep. And then on Saturday, we went to the weekend saying, this is one of the reasons, this is another reason, because we just didn't play WoW all weekend. We actually cleaned up and we actually made a chocolate cake from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So Renee and I, we made a chocolate cake from scratch. We actually broke out her mixer that she got that she got from work.
Right. It's been a while.
It's one of those nice KitchenAid mixers. And so we made a chocolate cake from scratch. Every single bit of it was from scratch.
Every bit. Well, we didn't go, you know, make the flour ourselves or anything.
Right.
All the basic ingredients were.
Yeah. There was no box bought for cake mix. So we bought, we made a chocolate on chocolate cake with, was it cream cheese chocolate icing?
Yeah, it was cream cheese chocolate icing.
Yep.
And it was so funny because it was my first time I'd ever made a homemade cake.
Right.
Like from scratch. So when you make a box cake, you usually add oil to the batter. So the batter's usually dark and it pours out. And with a homemade cake, it's almost like a chocolate mousse.
Right.
And I was worried because like, oh God, this is going to turn out horrible. But the cake cooked all the way through. Yay me.
It did.
I didn't burn it.
You didn't
Yay
burn
me.
It.
Jay did a wonderful job with the icing. He's very, very, I'll post a picture on the show notes. He's very concentrated.
And also did a good job in guiding and kind of leading along of how my grandmother used to do stuff. You know, I think that helped a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, especially getting the cake out of the pan.
Yeah, I always worry about getting cake out of the pan, but it worked out.
Yeah, so it was cool being able to, you know, do that with you and everything.
And the best part was us being like Santa Claus delivering chocolate cake to all my family members.
Yep, because we weren't going to leave it in the house.
Because we got two pieces and that was it.
Yep, we got two pieces.
So we're going to start to bake more. Next up, I want to make, we're going to make cinnamon rolls next. I'm hoping it's this weekend, but if not, it'll be sometime in the future. And then cherry pie. Jay's kind of opposed to cherry pie.
Well, I'm only opposed because I don't want to waste the pie.
Well,
because
we're going to waste it because I want to make it.
Because everybody,
people here don't like cherry pie.
Apparently, everybody here think apple pie is the best pie ever.
It's a really, really good pie. But I want to go out on a limb and try cherry.
It is a good pie.
I want to try making my own pie crust.
Right.
So I'm a little
cherry pie's
nervous.
Cherry pie is awesome. It has its own song. It does.
What song is that? What song is that?
The apple cherry pie. Cherry pie was done by, I think, a Bon Jovi or something like that. Was it, who did cherry pie? Was it Poison or was it Bon Jovi?
Apparently, there's an apple pie song.
But it's not as famous.
Burger King has an apple pie song.
Oh, it was by Warrant. Oh, from the 90s.
Akon, it's Kobe Adonis featuring Akon has an apple pie song.
Yeah. Thanks, y'all. Warrant.
What?
It's Warrant. Let's see. How's it sound?
Apple pie.
Warrant, cherry, pie. It's been a long time since I heard it. Hold on. Let's see what it sounds like. Hey, you seen the video? Yes! Yeah, boy.
I heard it. Udella, I want to try strawberry rhubarb. I've only had one, and it was meh, best. So, and peach, I'm not too big on cooked peaches, like warm peaches. I like cold canned peaches, and that's about the extent of my peach.
Come on, Hando. Warrant wasn't lame. That song, it's like when you hear that song, it's like you have to sing it.
I like Poison song.
I know.
Yep, I like that.
So But yeah, I mean, that's the only song. Not, that's not the only song. But that's one of those songs that if you were watching the video, that makes me put up the, you know.
Has its thorns.
But yeah. So yeah.
Every cowboy.
Come on, Hando. Hando said he can't bring himself to do it. You can do it, Hando. But anyway. So I had to play that. That was, that video was awesome too.
We're going back to the hair bands on the place, unless you never thought we'd go. Hair bands.
So, and then also we made two crock pot recipes this week.
Jay made two. I didn't do a thing with these.
Yeah, I made two crock pot recipes. And I'm going to cover one tonight, and I'm going to cover another one later this week. Okay. One was the Cajun shrimp and rice, and the other one, I'm going to go ahead and say what it was. It was red beans and
rice.
What's that? Red beans over Spanish rice.
Okay.
So, and the one that I'm going to talk about today is, let me look at the notes.
Yeah, I marked it out. So, okay. Yeah, slow cooker. Cajun shrimp and rice. We're going to talk about that one.
We're going to talk about the Cajun shrimp and rice?
Yes, we are.
So the slow cooker Cajun shrimp and rice is the one I'm going to talk about. Found this recipe on a fitness.com website or something like that. I'll share the recipe with everyone if you've seen my Twitter and stuff. So I made this crock pot recipe, and it was delicious. You know, I really liked it. So, Renee, I have to ask, how did you like it?
It was good.
It was just good?
It was great. It was fantastic.
Oh.
It was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. And Renee also, this week, I don't think she covered this last week. She also made lettuce wrap tacos.
Are you sure? I thought I'd talk about this.
We did
lettuce wrap tacos.
Unless you did it Monday and we talked about it on the show, but I don't think you did.
Lettuce wrap tacos, really good. Basically using iceberg lettuce for the tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
And it is such a low calorie way to enjoy your sour cream and cheese.
Right.
And we used ground turkey
mm-hmm.
instead of ground beef. And yep. These were so good. And this fulfills my taco need.
Oh, yeah.
Without me going over my calorie budget. So, I need to post all these recipes. I'm slacking.
Yep. And speaking of if we liked recipes or not, we did have a voicemail from a listener from a couple of shows back that I forgot to play. It's from Donnie from the Clan of Darkness. So let's hear what Donnie has to say.
Hey, Renee and Jay. This is Donnie from Clan of Darkness. And I just wanted to let you guys know I really enjoyed your show with Aprillion. I really liked the part about Renee cooking her chicken dish and how Jay said it was fine and Renee was looking for something more. But what really cracked me up was, you know, after Jay asked Renee how she liked it, she needed to put a lot of seasoning salt, and then she had to try it again the next day and put more seasoning salt. And then after all that, it was fine. So me and my wife, Lisa, we go through the same thing. In fact, if she decides to do something new and it is really good, I will say, oh man, that was awesome. That was delicious. In fact, we have a saying called, let's put it on the menu. when it doesn't quite meet my tastes, I will usually say, well, that's okay, or it's fine. And granted, she'll get upset when I say that. So, but what I don't get is she'll try to make that one again. She'll still get the fine and the, why doesn't she just go and make something off the put it on the menu that we decided was really good. So anyway, oh, here's a train going by just as I'm talking. So anyway, I just wanted to say to all the spouses out there and all the experimental cooking you do, when we say it's fine or it's okay, just know that we really appreciate the effort you guys put out, and we love you, and we don't deserve you, and you guys just, you know, we get it, but for the most part, would you please just not cook that again? Because we really don't like it. And we'd rather have something that tastes good. But we know you try. We really do. We really do. And it's very hard for us to not say that it just tastes like crap. Great show, you two. Catch you later.
So let me go on.
I have something to say to you, but go on.
Let me go on a record here and say this. If I say it's fine, I'm not covering my ass and saying it's crap.
We say it's fine, it's I.
No, it's fine.
So why can't you say it's good?
Because it's fine.
Good is better than fine.
Good is not better than fine.
Good is way better than fine. So fine is you a look, C grade.
Babe, you look good. Babe, you fine.
Babe, you can't know.
No, that's how. But
that doesn't apply to food.
But no, babe, it doesn't. In my mind, it does. It does in my mind.
This food is fine. You don't say that. It's different.
It's not.
Fine.
For you, it may be.
Fine.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't want you or your family to ever say sure to me when you mean
sure.
Yes.
Sure means yes.
No, it
sure.
Doesn't. Because
yeah, sure.
In my mind, see, this is the thing. For you, sure means yes, but in my mind, it doesn't. I've learned to accept the sure from your family.
So if what do I you say if it's not good?
If I, it's not okay. Good. I've told you when it wasn't good.
Oh.
Have I not? Have I not said, yeah, babe, don't make that again?
Yeah, you did. So I have to explain to you why she makes the dish over, even though you kind of gave her that it's not that good. She's trying to improve.
Right.
And she wants to get that, put it on the menu.
Right.
She said, well, I have to try something different.
Right.
To get it on the menu part. Because everybody who cooks something, it makes me want to. And you all tell Jay that he's backpedaling. Jay doesn't backpedal.
No, I don't.
I got to put that up to you all right now. He is not scared to say whatever he
No.
Wants. Which I love about him.
I mean,
I don't like he's cowed by me. He'll tell me that I make crap food.
So that's one of the things that we've always done, is that we've always been straight up with one another. You know, and if I don't like something, I'll straight up and say, babe, I don't like that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, fine, more for me.
Like, you know, because I remember.
Who was there something?
You remember
didn't
when
like?
You remember when you were rubbing my feet?
Oh.
And I was like, babe, I don't like that.
And I was like, okay. You know, which is weird, because I spent
know,
the last 8 years rubbing feet. So I was.
Right.
So I was like, oh, here's it. Oh, yay, I'm
like,
free.
I was like. I'm like, babe, you don't have to do that.
I was like, I'm free.
She was like, you want me to rub your feet and everything?
No, I don't. No, you don't have to do that means I don't want you. I don't want to put the burden on you to do that.
No,
that's
no.
What that means.
But I don't. You know, you're like, are you sure? And I think it's what you say when I say you don't have to do that. And I was like, no, I really don't like it because one, I can potentially be ticklish on my feet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just. You know,
I was like, woof, no more rubbing feet.
But I was with Donnie the whole way until he started saying, all right, spouses, when we say fine.
That's true. Your face was like, whoa.
This is what we really say. Because I was with Donnie the whole way.
You
and
were.
I was like, holy crap. He took a left turn and I was expecting him to go right. And it was so hilarious. But let us know. I can see what you're saying. You know, for you, it being saying that was really good or that's good,
mm-hmm.
and then saying if it's fine to you. See, I know that now. So when Renee made the taco wraps, when she asked me how they were, I said, "Babe, those things were awesome. They were good."
But then he kept like overplaying it, and I kept giving him like, dude, seriously, are you? Are you going to keep overplaying this? Honestly. And yes, he would.
So I did it for what, like 3 or 4 days? And I'll say, okay, I'm done. I'm not going to do it anymore. But see, I know now I will work on and say it was very good, babe. But so was my shrimp and rice. It was fine.
It was good, but it wasn't as good as the other one.
Right.
But it was good. I would eat it again.
Well, I don't expect Renee to like the shrimp and rice better than the red beans over Spanish rice.
Why?
Because Renee can live on red beans and Spanish rice
for the rest of my life.
For the rest of her life.
I don't need any meat.
With a bottle of peanut butter. She'll be happy for the rest of her days.
Milk, peanut butter, rice and beans. I don't need anything else.
She would be happy.
I got my protein.
Right. And protein.
I got my dairy.
And protein.
And starch.
Where's your vegetables?
I don't need vegetables. I cut up some peppers in there.
You cut some peppers in it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. So that was our food bit. So let's go ahead and jump into some Mr. Feisty and birthdays.
Valentine's. Odds and ends.
Yeah. I think Udella has a good one.
Ooh, you said it wrong this time.
Yeah, I did, but I came back and said Udella.
Came back.
She did say it. She said that is something, her father expression would be something I wouldn't write home about it.
Yeah.
I have heard that before, and that is a good expression. Said, you know, it was all right.
It was all right. Yeah, see? It was all right.
Well, you're right home about it.
But, yeah, and then I would try, and then if Jay said that to me, I would try to figure out what was wrong.
Right.
Because something you don't say, if you aren't, like, raving about it, you don't tell me what could be improved. That's something you could do.
I do that.
I do that.
You know, like when I made the red beans and rice, you know what I'm saying? I needed to add salt. So I added salt, and I told you how much salt I added. And you was like, you did what?
I still don't think you added that much salt. There's no way.
I'll have to go show you what I did. How about that?
Okay.
So, birthdays this week. We have birthdays, babe.
Birthdays. So, we have a birthday tomorrow.
All right. Whose birthday is tomorrow?
Juno from Coriastras.
Oh, happy birthday, Juno.
Happy birthday, Juno.
Yeah. And then on Wednesday.
It's the lovely Cashel's birthday.
Hi, Cashel. Happy
birthday. You're a very pretty pregnant person.
Yeah. And then on Thursday.
It is Cyber Week.
The wonderful Makala.
I love her. She's amazing.
She's awesome.
I miss her already.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I miss you.
Hope your birthday is awesome. I saw that picture of you and the fam at family night out. You and Ted look great.
I didn't see it.
And the hoardling. And then on Sunday, none other than Loosh from Not in the Face. Him, Long Arm Loosh.
Mr. Long Arm himself.
So, that's his birthday. So, the pick of the week, Renee and I are going to be a guest on a show tomorrow. The name of the podcast is Deliciously Louisville. Our friend and also former guest on our show, Ashley Thompson from AshleyEats.com. She has a podcast called Deliciously Louisville. We are going to her studio tomorrow, and we're going to be recording a show with her. We're excited about that. There will be a link in the show notes. You can also find her show at louisville.am/shows/deliciouslylouisville, or you can just go to louisville.am, click on shows, and go to Deliciously Louisville. If you would like to email us, call us, or anything like Mr. Donnie did and all of our other listeners, you can reach us by email. Email is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
And the
Facebook page is
Facebook.com. I would have gotten it. Facebook.com/ValentineCast. You can call us at 415-75-VCast. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, that's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I, and my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Chat room, thank you all for being here.
You all have been amazing.
On, again, rundown of the schedule, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m., live show with Tom Merritt from Twit. On Saturday, 7:30 p.m., live show with Kamali from the Ladies Elite podcast.
Yep, and we're going to talk about some zombies on there.
Oh, yeah.
Just so y'all know.
And then we're going to talk a little tech with Mr. Tom.
I know, tech and zombies.
Tech and... we're going to talk about some tech. We're going to talk about just how awesome Tom is. And we're going to talk about literature.
Lit, yeah.
Yeah? So that's going to be kind of cool.
Going back to school.
About going back to school?
No.
And you know, his dad... was actually a scientist.
I didn't know that.
He was on.
But I can see why he has a keen.
He was on a huge product for Coffee Mate.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
But
I love science.
More to come on Wednesday of the Valentine Cast. You all have a great week.
Bye, everybody.
Chat room, we love you. Listeners that listen to this later, we love you. Thanks
love
for supporting
you.
Us. Write us. Let us know how you're doing. Call us.
Miss you guys.
All right. You all have a great week. We'll talk to you later. Bye. You want to tell them bye, babe?
Bye, everybody.
Simpatic parika.